Yeah. See that?
That's when you asked Brian, you asked the demon inside of him, you know, what his name was.
He couldn't.
Brian said something to me later that really echoed to me. He said, what? I could see it trying to tap into my base of all my English, but I wouldn't allow it to.
See that? How did it react? Yeah. What? I said, you're so stupid. I wasn't talking to him. Yeah. I was talking to it. I said, you've lived through this man. You've made him think he's stupid. And he believed it, which is a lie. Mm-hmm. But as long as you believe a lie, he owns you, right?
And it knows you so well. It knows your car. I could see that this week. It knows you so well.
It is a bizarre intuition.
Yeah.
And so it taps into your intellect.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks through you, and it thinks through you, and you think it's you thinking.
Right.
How many times have you heard me say that? So no. When I said to him, when I separated Brian from it, right. You see, by the grace that's in me, then I had it bound. And I said, it's not you, Brian, and Brian is not stupid. You are. You are insecure. You're only secure if you can own this body, basically. And I'm adding those extra words so you can hear it now. You're only because you own him. And that's the only life you have is to live through this man and breed or project yourself into the next generation. I said, the minute Brian detaches from it and sees the truth, it sets him free. Most people don't want to know the truth. Most people in this room have never wanted to see the truth. That's why they come over and over and over again and never learn.